1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Halloween season is in full swing.
Yeah. Yay.
And for the kids, you know, that means trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
For the elderly, it means shutting their blinds and turning off all their lights by 5 p.m. But what does it mean for the average middle-aged adult?
Okay.
Why are you looking at me?
It means costume parties.
Oh, yeah.
And so fun.
There's so many options out there. It's tough to choose what you want to be.
It really is.
And that's why today a lady who works at a costume store is about to get a call from some weirdo.
Uh-oh.
And it doesn't seem that strange at first, but as the conversation goes on, you can tell there's definitely something off.
Uh-oh.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Masquerading costume. This is Sandra.
Hi.
Hi.
I was looking on your website at your costumes a little earlier. It seems like you guys have a lot of inventory.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specifically that you were interested in that I could help you with?
Actually, so I saw your Batman costume, and I really like that one.
Oh, yeah. Batman's very popular this year. That's one of our top sellers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was wondering, do you have any with the bottom cut out?
The bottom?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, the back area.
So you just want the top part of the costume?
No, no, I need the whole thing, but the butt part. I need that area bare.
Oh.
You know, so when I lift up my cape to run, that's what everybody sees?
Oh, no, no, we don't carry the buttless Batman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you ran out of them?
No, we don't sell any Batman costumes with the butt part missing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I mean, if you want to come in and buy a costume and just cut the butt part out yourself, kind of like a do-it-yourself thing,
yeah,
you could do that.
I mean, I tried that last year when I was a sexy stormtrooper, but it didn't really work out.
Okay.
Yeah, I injured myself. I injured myself because I cut the hole while I was still wearing them. So probably the most awkward ER visit you're ever going to see.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything else I can help you find?
You know what? I did, on your website, I did see a hunky Lumiere. You know, the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun costume.
Right. And the picture, though, it only showed the front of him.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that the butt was cut out of that one, maybe?
No, sir, we don't have any costumes.
Oh, I thought maybe just that's why you're showing the front only, because you weren't allowed to show the back.
No.
That was my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't have any costumes where there's no butt. They all have the butt covered. It's like fully covered bottom.
Well, it says sexy costumes right there on your website.
Right. We carry sexy costumes, but they don't have the butt cut out.
No, I guess so. You should be more clear. It's not like full sexy. It's just mild sexy.
Okay. I'll tell management you said that, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
It's kind of frustrating. I mean, like, how am I supposed to accentuate my best feature if it's covered up with fabric?
Wear tighter pants?
Because I've tried special lighting before. Like, I did a string of LED lights around the area.
You put lights on your pants?
Yeah. I wanted to, like, really accentuate the feature there.
On
draw attention to it.
Okay.
Because it's pretty tight.
Right.
High and tight.
I don't have anything like that. But is there another costume you had in mind that I can help you with? Because it doesn't sound like we're what you're looking for.
You might be able to help me. Because I tried cutting the butt out of a Bumblebee Transformer costume myself, and I'm wearing it right now. So would you mind if I just, like, came down there right now and you could give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
This is getting ridiculous.
Even if I could just, like, walk by the front window real slowly.
No.
I don't have to go inside. You could just peek through the window, thumbs up, if it looks good.
Well, I mean, your mirror? Can't you just, like,
yeah,
go by that?
But I'm kind of a harsh critic of myself.
All my years working at the store, I've never had a conversation like this, and it just feels like it's kind of taking an inappropriate turn.
Okay.
So
I guess maybe I've made you feel uncomfortable enough then. And
yeah, I think so.
So at this point, I should probably just tell you that it's a prank phone call. Kind of wrap this up.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I work on the radio with the morning show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I'm Jeff.
Oh,
I'm doing a phone tap on you, Sandra.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You want me to show me your butt?
Well, I do. But it's really your coworker Viv's idea. She set you up for this. She said, this Halloween's been kind of average and boring so far at the store. So she wanted to give you a really challenging customer.
Oh, my God. And the lights, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, right? Yeah, you want to see that, huh?
No.
They're synchronized while I walk.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.